broken. You know I told you everything is broken. Well, I said everything. The dishwasher is broken. Oh, no, the bus is broken down again. Oh, the tree fell on the house. There goes the gutter. Plumbing's leaking.
Today's topic is one I believe we all think about. It pervades our pop culture and every so often boosts in relevance in the public discourse, if not just for a day, as new information and stories come out. The topic is aliens. Where does the public stand? It is important to note that due to COVID safety, my participants are rather limited, and therefore the group is made up of college students, both male and female identified, ranging from ages 18 to 21. Okay, so the question of the day is, do you believe in aliens? Why or why not?
You know, I think the term alien is very misconstrued. I do 100% believe that there are other life forms out there in the universe. Do I believe that they're the big scary green thing that comes and abducts people and probes them? No, but I guarantee at least five planets or, you know, I guess anything in orbit around in our solar system has some form of at least bacteria living on it.
I do believe in aliens. People see things like UFOs, and if they are not real, then what are they looking at? What do they see? Also, people have stories of getting, like, abducted by aliens.
The universe is pretty much infinite for the most part, so there's got to be other life forms out there that, I mean, we may not know of it now because we don't have the technology to see it now, but definitely there are aliens out there somewhere, and they're going to find us.
I mean, I don't know about, like, aliens are just stuff that's not on pretty much Earth, but there's so many, like, different planets and, like, just the universe in general that I feel like there is some other life form.
Okay, yes, 100%. I love this question. First of all, the universe, real big, right? There's no way that there's nothing, right? I have no idea what level of intelligence or sentience it has, but there literally has to be something else out there. And I'm really holding out hope that there's something out there that can actually think so we can go be best friends with aliens.
The first question I would ask the alien is, what do they think of our civilization here on Earth?
This is a tough question. What do they do for fun?
How they survive, how, like the basic needs that they need in order to function. What cool ass things they have there that maybe that's more advanced than us.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how likely are you to invade our planet?
I'd probably cry, to be honest. I would cry and probably, like, rethink what's going on in my life. And that would be like, what's up? How's it going? That's what I would ask it. I'll just act like it's normal human, you know?
So what have we learned? It would seem that the general belief in otherworldly life is a resounding yes. Thank you to my participants.
Brandon Martin.
Caitlin Rose McNamara.
Sarah Rose Descent.
William Ford.
And
Clayton Evan Davis.
This could not have been done without your help.
everyone. You're listening to the WONI Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, November 6th, Chuck's Comedy Club is having Aurora sing in the Hunt Waterfront Room at 9 p.m. On Tuesday, November 7th, Making Sense is hosting a financial aid event to help understand loans. This event is in IRC 120 from 1:15 to 2:15 p.m. On Wednesday, November 8th, Activities Council and Global Education are hosting Foreign Film Festival, showing La Tierra y la Sombra at 7:30 p.m. in the Hunt Union Red Dragon Theater. This has been your WONI Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week and keep it locked.
Stars, journey out of this world into the world of the future. Forget the world around you. Forget the people around you. You are alone with your own thoughts.
cuando me decías que tú ya no me querías, yo te juro no creía, bebé. Yo pensaba que era un juego, uno más de tus enredos, como siempre, bebé. Yo te juro que no entiendo, nuestro amor era perfecto, si tú misma lo decías, bebé. Porque ahora se te olvida y me provocas esa herida que me duele como un tiro, bebé. Por ti, bebé. Problemas con mis socios, tú ya sabes cómo es esto, bebé. Solo ahora que te has ido, yo recién he comprendido que contigo fui un idiota, bebé. Sé que siempre te di todo, pero tú solo querías que te diera un bebé. Por ti, bebé. Ahora este loco solo bebe y bebe.
Wony, and we're here to keep it locked at 90.9 FM.
1, 2, 3, 4. I hear the voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine of it, still reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
How far?
far away.
So long ago, so far away.
So long ago, far away.
So long ago, so far away.
So long ago, far away.
So long ago, so far away.
La 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 la.
Your head gets heavy and rests on my shoulder, 'cause you drink too much whiskey when you're with me. Your head gets heavy and rests on my shoulder, 'cause you drink too much whiskey when you're with me.
distance. Cut your own heart out, told me that it made sense. When you hung up, I was angry, crying for a bathroom floor to come and swallow me. Delete your number, call Amelia, she tells me I don't need you. It's a long way to the summer. It's a blank space to recover. And you don't have to cry, it's only like leaves in the autumn. You can't stop the sky, can't hold the tide, don't try to stop. Down in my heart, he assessed things like a scientist and killed a beautiful experiment. It's a long way to the summer. It's a blank space to recover. And you don't have to cry, it's only like leaves in the autumn. The harder you try, to life, the less it will blossom. You can't stop the sky, can't hold the tide, can't trick the light, so don't try to stop him. Don't try to stop him. Let go.
a big sack. Boy, that package is too big to gift wrap. Woke up this morning, thought I'd write a Christmas. How quickly can you build a snowman? Think fast.
I spent the better half of the past 2 years shut down, thinking about how did I get here. My whole world felt like it got cold and insincere. I was desperate for a change of heart, but none came near. So I stayed away from happiness, so I steered clear. I saw things inside my rear view that kept making me veer. And I was mighty hard on myself, was at odds with myself.
Hello, I'm here to see the apartment.
Boy, this place is nice.
Hi there.
Oh my goodness, he's black.
How many square feet is it?
Oh, it's perfect. Look at that natural light.
It's 1,000.
I can't rent to him. He probably doesn't even have a job.
What kind of deposit will you need?
I can't wait to move in.
Actually, well,
Go ahead, say it. He'll never know.
Is something wrong?
What's going on here?
Oh my, I forgot. This apartment's been rented.
There. That wasn't so bad.
It has. Why are you showing it to me then?
She's totally lying. I don't believe this.
I'm terribly sorry. My mistake.
That was easy. He'll never know.
Housing discrimination is illegal. If you think you've been a victim because of your race, color, national origin, sex, religion, disability, or family status, call 800-669-